from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Without further delay, former Yankee and Met All-Star New Yorker, it's Dellen Betances on the Fan.
What's good, my brother? How you doing?
DB, what up, bro? How you feeling?
Same old, you know.
The kids good? The kids are put to bed? The kids are sleeping? We're in the clear?
Yeah, we're in the clear. Kids are sleeping. We're good. We're good to go.
You're the man, bro. My son's 16 years old, and I see you posting your kids. I see you, you know, working with your son and, you know, being a father first, a dad first. That's everything. So props to you for that.
I appreciate it. Yeah, definitely. They keep me busy, so.
I bet. So what you been up to lately? I mean, I saw you the other day on the Clubhouse show on Monday, sitting in with CeCe and the guys. But fill us in on the Fan, what you been up to.
So I stopped playing a couple years ago, obviously. Last year, I got back into baseball with the Commissioner Ambassador Program. So I've been doing stuff with the league office, you know, just trying to promote the game international and, you know, learning the business side. So that's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Recently, I was able to go to the Hank Aaron Invitational in Florida, where they invite about 140 kids from the inner city, and they go to Florida for a four-day workout. They play inter-squad games, and they take the best 44 to Truist Field in Atlanta, where the Braves play.
Yeah, so, I'll be out there next weekend. Yeah.
So they play that already. But I was there I was helping coach a couple of the kids there, so it was pretty cool to see some of the stuff that, you know, baseball is doing just to continue to have, you know, kids from the inner city play this game. And, you know, so that's pretty much it. You know, just been busy back in the game doing some stuff. So.
Yeah, man, I remember running into
Yankees,
you
a lot of Yankees
at the All-Star game in Seattle last year, and you were doing some stuff. And, man, you're just one of those guys, bro. I don't think any Yankee fan will run into you and not be pumped up to see you, because we just remember those moments of dominance, you coming out of the bullpen, throwing gas, striking guys out. It's funny, coincidentally enough, the first All-Star game I went to was 2014 in Minnesota, and then I ran into you last year in Seattle. What was the experience like for you going to the All-Star game out in Minnesota?
My first All-Star game was amazing. I mean, you're talking about, like, it was Jeter's last year, so yep. His last All-Star game. I remember we were in Baltimore, and he's like, Dellen, you know, I'm taking a PJ to Minnesota, so just come with me. So, so you know, that experience was pretty dope. You know. Miguel Cabrera was there, you know, Robinson Cano, Mike Trout, but, you know, Jeter was the highlight there, so it was pretty fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, from Jeter to Judge, man, captain to captain, I saw your tweet watching Judge, you know, they intentionally walked Soto to get to Judge. I saw one of your reactions first. What were you thinking last night watching the game with the White Sox when Judge hit his 300th homer?
What are we doing? That's what I'm thinking. What is my man Grady Sizemore doing? He just got the job. Why are we intentionally walking to face the best hitter on the planet?
He got
must be out of your mind.
He got confused.
You know how I knew? It was when a guy missed with the first three pitches pretty badly, and then Judge swings at a ball in,
yeah,
and takes it deep. I'm like, that was personal. He took it personal. Just like Jordan said in the Netflix series, he took it personal. He took him deep for his 300. No better way to do it. I mean, Judge is unbelievable, man. It's been fun to watch him just continue to get better each and every year. The guy's incredible. He was a great player when I was there, and he's gotten better since. So, I mean, this just shows all the work he puts in.
Yeah, it's crazy to see how he keeps getting better, right? And, you know, it's also crazy to see he's been around 7 years. He didn't get up here till he was 25, 26. And, you know, I saw you, CeCe, and Chris Young talking about him and talking about the Yankees on MLB Network. I mean, when you listen to CeCe talk about Judge, you know, it's like y'all are on the same timing.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know the topic was what he gets to 500 home runs. I mean, that's as long as he stays healthy, I see him getting over 600. That's the way I see it. This guy gets better every year. Like, he's hitting, I mean, hitting over 330. Like, just impressive. You know, obviously, the last three years, his average is above 300. You know, obviously, earlier in his career, he was, like, mostly in the 280s. But it just shows he keeps getting better every year. Like, this guy, the ability to control the strike zone, just make, you know, barrel balls after, like, you know, every at-bat, it seems like he's barreling the ball. I mean, he's one of a kind, the best hitter I've seen play. And, you know, I mean, he's showing it out there every day.
So here's a question for you. I know you spent some time with the Mets briefly, and I was watching the game a couple nights ago when Austin Adams came out of the bullpen, and he got out of the inning. And then he mocked the, oh, my God. He threw the hands up like Iglesias and them do. And then he was cursing at Francisco Alvarez. Like, yo, what does that feel like to come out of bullpen, get those outs, and just have that adrenaline rush? And then also, if you saw that, you know, how would you have responded? How do you think baseball players respond to being mocked and guys kind of trolling them like that in the moment?
He must feel some type of vendetta towards the Mets. I seen the video, and I know, I think he was with them earlier in the year, so he feels a certain type of way. I mean, but, you know, once he come out of the bullpen, the adrenaline is at an all-time high, and, you know, I think it was a little too excessive, but maybe, you know, that's maybe his personality. I don't know. I don't know him like that, but, I mean, he must have felt a certain type of weight getting let go by the Mets, and then he gets in there and gets a couple big outs, and he let it all out. That's what I'll say.
So we're looking at the Mets season. We're looking at the Yankees season. I mean, there's different bars, but obviously the Mets swept the Yankees, and everybody in New York was talking about how the Mets are back, the Mets are this and that, and then you fast forward here, not even a month, just a couple weeks later, and it's like the Mets are on the outside of the wild card, and the Yankees are fighting for first place. If you had to predict how the season ends, where do you see the Yankees ending? Where do you see the Mets ending?
My prediction is that the Yankees are going to the World Series. Obviously, they haven't been playing the way you would have liked. They've turned it around as of recently. But, you know, I feel like the whole American League's kind of been struggling in a way. But I think the Yankees, I'm hoping that they get to the World Series. That's my prediction. Win the division and get there.
Yeah.
And then with the Mets, I do see the Mets getting one of those last wild cards. They've been playing pretty good. Obviously, they were in the wild card. I'm not sure if they're in right now, but they're right there regardless. I feel like they'll finish strong and maybe potentially get that last wild card. So
yeah,
I'm hoping they get in there, man.
We need New York in the postseason this year. That's what the postseason was missing last year. We need both Queens and the Bronx to have postseason games. That'd be ideal because baseball is better when you have the mecca of baseball, the capital of baseball, both the Yankees and Mets fans represented in October.
I definitely agree. We need New York baseball in the playoffs. There's no better way, no better atmosphere to play in. So I hope both of the, I mean, I hope the Mets get there, but, you know, being a Yankee for a long time, my hope is that they get to the World Series. So I'm keeping my prayers up.
Yes, sir. DB, you the man, yo. I'll see you in Legends, or I'll catch you. Are you going to Fanatics Fest? I'll catch you at one of these baseball events or Yankee Stadium.
I'm actually going to watch the Yankees Sunday night at Williamsport, so I'll be there for that.
Awesome.
So I'm pretty excited. I'll miss the Fanatic event. I was supposed to go tomorrow. I mean, on Saturday. Sorry, not tomorrow. It starts on Friday, but
you and I switched places. I actually used to go to that camp that they had. I went 2 years as a youngin', like age 10 and 11, to Williamsport baseball camp. So when I heard that the Yankees were going, I'm like, I'm going out there. But I'm going to be hosting from Fanatics at Javits Center on Sunday, so I can't make the trip. But that's going to be an awesome trip, an awesome event for those kids And it's just like a big baseball festival out there. It's a great vibe, great energy. When you get out there, you'll see it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to get there. But you're going to have some fun. There's some legends in that Fanatic thing, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I can't wait. I know Jeter's pulling up.
Yeah, they got Jeter. I've seen Reggie Jackson.
Yup. I think Matsui.
Yeah, Matsui's there too.
I've been around Matsui.
I know CeCe's going.
I've been around CeCe as well.
There's a bunch of people going.
Yeah, it's a good look for the city. It's like Sports Comic Con, and I don't think they've ever had a bigger sports convention. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, you're the man, bro. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. Go get some rest.
All right, brother. Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.